Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. Pastor Williams is going to keep on declaring that. Amen. Because I'm thankful that the Bible is right. Glory to God. We got something that we know works, something that we know is true, something that we know is right. Amen. Glory to God. And we glory in it. Glory to God. We glory in it. Glory to God. Well, saints of God, you know, if you've been following us for a little while, that any length of time that we're in the book of Proverbs, and we've come down to Proverbs, the 17th chapter, the 28th verse, the last verse in the 17th chapter. Proverbs 17:28. Amen. Glory to God. 17:28. And 17:28 in the King James Version says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. Amen? Glory to God. You know, you can't tell a person by their facial appearance. If you've ever come into a room of people and you look around the room, you can't tell just looking at them what kind of people they are. Amen. Person begins to open wide his lips, and you get the picture. You can tell right away just listening to them if they're an educated person, possibly a city person or a country person. Glory to God. An intelligent person, a fool, someone who is a joker fooling around, and someone who's serious and sincere. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says that he that openeth wise his lips shall have destruction. Amen. He that openeth wide his lips. If you keep your lips closed, glory to God. Many times you are spared from a lot of heartbreak and destruction. And if you keep your lips closed, you're esteemed a man of understanding. And as I've said many times, my example for this, if you've ever looked at former Vice President Pence, I have high esteem for that gentleman, because his lips would always be closed, and he always struck me as a very deep, I know him because he mentioned many times that he's a man of prayer. He's a man of very deep prayer, and he's quiet, and he restrains his lips. And because of that, many people didn't like him. They thought he didn't speak up a whole lot. Amen? But we that are in the Lord know that the deeper someone is in the Lord, the greater the tendency for them to be quiet. The Bible says a fool is known by the multitude of words. By the multitude of words. But many of the deepest people the most spiritual people that I've run into in my whole life, and I'm thinking of two or three right now, they were very quiet people, very quiet, very quiet. Amen? People of deep prayer I found to be very quiet. Glory to God. And so just looking at a person, you can't tell very much about them. But, oh, when they open up their lips, amen, glory to God. When you speak, Kenneth Hagin used to tell us, when you speak, you locate yourself. You locate. Now, he used to say you locate yourself spiritually, amen. And that's true. You locate yourself spiritually. But also you locate yourself in many other ways. So the whole thing here, this whole scripture boils down to, the whole thing is found out when people begin speaking. When people begin speaking, you expose yourself when you begin to talk. I can't tell you as a young man how many people, as a young man, we were interested in young ladies before I got saved. I was interested in many, many young ladies. And from across the room, you would get one impression. And when they began to, when you crossed the room and began a conversation with them, you got a whole new impression of the person that you were talking to. Amen? Just by the person opening wide their lips. Amen? And as I said before, the Bible says that he that openeth wise his lips, what? Shall have destruction. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's look at some Bible verses that talk about the lips. Amen. Opening wide your lips or keeping or refraining your lips. Glory to God. And the first verse we want to go to, we're going to be principally in Proverbs. Glory to God. We're going to stay in Proverbs. Amen. And we want to go to Proverbs 10:19 and see what the Bible has to say about the lips. Amen. And in Proverbs 10:19, it says something very significant. Proverbs 10:19, King James Version. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Now, that tells us two very important things. It says in the multitude of words, sooner or later, you're going to sin. Now, that's true. You just talk and 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 talk. And the Bible says when you do that, in the multitude of words, somewhere down the line, you're going to say the wrong thing. The wrong inflection, the wrong idea, the wrong and some people, when they talk a lot, in a multitude of words, a person like that, they'll find themselves lying. Now, they don't mean to lie. They didn't start out saying, I'm going to tell a lie. But they just start telling the story, and they, to use a nice word, they embellish it a little bit. Then they call it a little white lie or just a little exaggeration. Amen. I just put a little spin on it. Amen. Well, here the Bible says that in a multitude of words, I'm not quoting it. I'm just saying what it's saying. In a multitude of words, sooner or later, you're going to sin. You're going to end up saying something that's not right. Amen. But then it says, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Why? Because it's wise because the first part of the verse tells you, if you want to be wise, don't have a multitude of words. Say what you need to say, period. Don't keep going on. Don't keep elaborating. Don't keep just talking, talking, talking. You know, some people, when you talk to them, they can't stand a moment of silence. They think that every moment should be filled with words. You just can't have silence. You got to say something or be doing something. In a service, when a very sacred, holy hush comes on the congregation, that's one thing. But some people want to keep going. They want to keep singing or praising or preaching or teaching or announcements or somebody saying nothing. To just sit there in silence makes some people very uncomfortable. They get very uncomfortable. Amen. Glory to God. But this, the second part of this verse says, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. It also means that if you have the skill, if you have the gracing, if you have the willpower where you can refrain your lips, you know, some people just have to tell it. They just have to tell it. They just can't keep it in. Amen. I know people that, I'll give you an example of it. Not a good example, but you'll get the gist. At Christmas time, somebody that give you a present, they just can't keep it in. It's going to come out. They keep saying, well, you know, if someone, you say, well, what is it? Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. But you know, so-and-so, and you keep that up, you know, if you play on a slippery bank long enough, you slip in. They want to hold in what they gave you, but they just can't. And sooner or later, it comes out. Amen? Just can't keep a secret. They're so excited. Amen? Glory to God. Why? He that refraineth his lips is wise. They know. They know. In order for me to contain, I need to not begin to talk. It's like letting out water. You start letting it out, and it more come out, more and more and more and more. It might start as just a little flow, but it gets more and more and more and more and more. If you just say what you need to say, you're fine. But if you keep talking, you know, when I was at a company and we would have to go in for some kind of official hearing, the advisors always would tell us, use the least amount of words, use the least amount of words. Don't talk a lot because you'll end up saying the wrong thing. The judges or whoever it was listening to you, and they'll use every word. They'll weigh every word you say. The less you say, the better off you are. Don't use a lot of words. And that's what this verse says. In a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. In a multitude of words, you won't slip up. Amen. What do interrogators do when they're talking to somebody? They want them to say it over and over and over again. What happened? And the person says, I told you 20 times. You want to hear it again? Yeah, we want to hear it again. Why? Because they're hoping you'll slip up. You'll talk and talk and talk and talk, and you'll get careless, and you'll say something. They'll say, wait a minute. You didn't say that the last time. You said so-and-so. No, I didn't. No, you just did. We can play the tape back. In a multitude of words, the person said the thing that he was trying to hide, the thing that he was trying to not let out. But he got eased up a little bit, and it came right out. Amen? Glory to God. And also, in a multitude of words, when do you use a multitude of words sometimes when you get angry? Do you know even a quiet person? They can be real quiet, but when they get angry, they're not at a loss for words. Oh, words just come out. Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you about you. So-and-so. Wait a minute. I thought you were so quiet. You weren't going to say nothing. Yeah, but since you done brought this up, blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, glory to God. In a multitude of words, they had to, what is that saying that they say? I had to give them a piece of my mind. Yeah, you gave them a piece of your mind, all right. You got to talking and you said something that you can't take back and something that's not going to be forgotten and something that's going to hurt the person. And you sinned. You really did. You messed up. Why? Because in a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. You lost your temper and you said the wrong thing. But part B of that verse says, but he that refraineth his lips. Do you have the character? Do you have the willpower to refrain yourself? Can you refrain your lips? Can you think to yourself, I don't need to say another word. I said what I said. I don't need to say another word. Can you refrain your lips or can you go out of control and get mad? What do people say? when they get, they say, I got mad. What are they saying? I lost my mind. I got mad, and I just said it. I just did, and I just, what happened? Oh, you can't refrain your lips, huh? You're not strong enough to refrain your lips. But he that can refrain his lips is wise, the Bible says. Hold on, I'm up against a break. Hold on, we'll be back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about the lips of the righteous and the lips of the foolish man. Amen? Glory to God. And we're in Proverbs, the 10th chapter, and we want to go to Proverbs 10:21. We're looking at what the Bible says about the lips of men. And in Proverbs 10:21, it says, the lips of the righteous feed many. The lips of the righteous feed many. Why? Why do the lips of the righteous feed many? Look at verse 10:32. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Amen. But the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness or perverseness. Why do the lips of the righteous feed many? Because in verse 32 it says that the righteous know what is acceptable. So when it's time to open up the lips, amen, the righteous know what is acceptable. They know that they're warned against speaking corrupt words. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. So they don't use profanity, and they don't use corrupt speech. Amen. They're careful what they say. Glory to God. They know, their lips know what is acceptable, and they're careful what they say. Therefore, their lips, glory to God, their lips feed many, because they know what to say and they know what to avoid. Amen. Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 12:13, it says, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. The wicked is snared. How? By the transgression of his lips. So your lips can transgress, and you can be snared, glory to God. It says the wicked is snared, glory to God, but we have forgiveness of sins. We can repent. If we say something wrong, we can repent. But the wicked is snared, because they don't know how to get out of the snare. They don't know how to avoid the snare. But we know that in a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. That there's no lack of sin in a multitude of words. Amen? And so we say just what's enough. Amen? Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 13:3, we're looking at the lips of men. In Proverbs 13:3, it says, he that keepeth his mouth, woe, keepeth his life. Now that's saying something, beloved. That's saying something. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. That's the apex of the issue. Amen. If you learn to keep your mouth, and who can keep their mouth? No man. But you can ask God to keep your mouth. You can ask God to put a bridle on your tongue. You can ask God to put a watch over your mouth. and give you restraint. Amen. God can do what you can't do. In James, it talks about what that little tongue can do. It's a fire. It's a whirl of iniquity. It can start a whole forest on fire, a whole world on fire, a whole house on fire. But the Bible here in 13:3 says that if you've got the strength, the character, the gracing from God, the anointing, the wisdom, the understanding, to keep your mouth, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Amen. Not only physically, but also spiritually. Because if you have to bring a message or a teaching, and on the way you begin to talk, some of the power leaks out. Say you get to the place where you're going to deliver that speech or talk or sermon, and people begin to talk to you before you minister. That's why a lot of ministers, if you notice, when they come out, they don't talk. They'll go and they'll sit in the chair while the service is going on. And people that don't understand spiritual power is lost when you do a whole lot of foolish talking. A whole lot of foolish talking. You'll lose spiritual power. But what's a way to keep spiritual power? To focus in on God, to pray in the Holy Ghost, and to focus in on God and speak to God. Amen? And then when you mount the pulpit, glory to God, you're full of the message. And when it comes out with power. If you let it leak out before the time, it comes out, but it's flat. It's just words of men. But if you want to speak with power, glory to God, don't do a lot of talking before you. You know my wife, she has a wonderful habit. If something comes up on the Sabbath day and she knows I have to deliver the word, she's done this so many times. If something comes up, she won't tell me about it until after the service, after I ministered. Then she'll tell me stuff, because she knows if she tells me before I minister that might be on my mind instead of what the message that God told me to deliver to his people. That might take my mind off of bringing the word. It could contaminate it. It can hinder it. Amen. And I know ministers who, on their way from their house to the church, they never drive. They always let their wife drive so that they don't have to put their mind on the road. The wife can do the driving while they keep their mind on God and the message that he wants to bring to his people. Amen. He that refraineth his lips is wise. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then we come to 14, that is Proverbs 14:7. And in Proverbs 14:7, the word of God, the counsel of God, says to you, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Amen. Remember in the beginning we said your speaking locates you. Your speaking gives me a picture right away of what you are. Amen. What do you mean what you are, Pastor? You speak what you are. If you're foolish, you speak foolishness. If you're wise, you speak wisdom. The Bible even says wisdom cometh from the wise. How can it be otherwise? How can wisdom come from an absolute fool, a nincompoop, someone who understands nothing spiritual? How can he give you spiritual understanding and knowledge and guidance? How can he give you a word from the Holy Ghost? He doesn't know how to get a word from the Holy Ghost. How is he going to get a word and then preserve that word and then bring it to you faithfully? So many people, they go and they hear a word from God, and they don't understand what it took for that minister to bring the word to them. They just think, oh, it's just another word. It's just another Sabbath day. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Do you know the level of trust in God that you have to work with him to bring you to a place where he can share a true word of God with you for his people and you preserve it and bring it to them? That's a precious thing, brother and sisters. That's a precious thing. If you've got a man of God or a woman of God that is able to do that by the power of the Holy Ghost, esteem that person. A lot of people don't even esteem him. They figure, oh, that's just another word. That's it, like it's nothing. They don't understand what it takes week after week. They pay no attention to that. They don't esteem that at all. Only thing they want is, preach me up, preacher, preach me up. I want to hear a word from God. That's all they're interested in. They don't understand what it took. They don't understand. They just want a word. Give me a word, preacher. You got something for me, preacher? Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. But here the Bible says, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. What's that saying? His lips are going to let you know that he's a foolish man. And when his lips let you know that, what does the counsel of God say? What does the manual for life say? The Bible is the manual for life. It says when you come in contact with a person like that, when their lips are telling you that they have no knowledge in them, no spiritual knowledge at all, go from that person. Why? Because a foolish mouth is going to pour out foolishness. That's all they have. They can't give wisdom. They don't have any wisdom in them. So how are they going to pour out wisdom to you? How are they going to speak a word into your life, a word of life into your life? How are they going to operate in the gift of word of wisdom or a word of knowledge and speak into your life? How are they going to, because of who they are and their commitment to Christ and the gracing that's on them and the anointing that comes on them, how are they going to speak by the anointing? A foolish person wouldn't have an idea. They wouldn't have no idea what you're talking about. They'd have no idea what you're talking about. To them, words are just words are cheap. Words are nothing. Amen? But the counsel of God says, go from their presence. When a man is not talking about the things of God in his life, glory to God. Go from that person because they have nothing to give you but their own opinion. And if their own opinion doesn't line up with the word of God, it's not worth a nickel. It's not worth anything. In fact, the Bible says the counsels of the ungodly are deceit. The Bible actually says the counsel of the wicked. But when you look up that word wicked, it says unsaved. The counsels of the unsaved are deceit. How can they give you real truth when they don't know it? The Bible says if they speak not after my word, it's because there's no light in them. If they don't speak my word, it's because there's no light in them. If there's no light in them, how can they give you light? What does light do? It makes it possible for you to see. How can you see if there's no light in them? If you have no light, how can you turn it on? The Bible says go from those kind of people because all they're going to do is give you their darkness. They're going to talk their darkness. Amen? Glory to God. And if you're not careful, that darkness over time can start to put out your light. If you listen to it long enough and you heed it, it can start to put out some of your light and then a little more. And then, why does it say go from them? Because there's an effect on you. And the counsel of God is saying there's an effect on you. Keep listening to foolishness. There's an effect on you. Pick up something, a mannerism, a phrase, a word, a joke, a way of saying something, an understanding, a concept, or something. You're going to pick up something, and that darkness is going to be in you, and you're going to repeat it somewhere down the line. You're going to repeat it. That's why the counsel of God says, go from that. Go from that. If you detect foolishness in a person, don't hang around that. Don't hang around that for long, because it'll rub off on you. Amen. If you want to renew your mind, garbage in, garbage out. Don't let garbage come into your mind. Don't let negative thoughts come into your mind. And then negative can't come out your mouth. But if you constantly let negative in, there's nothing else that can come out of you but negative. Go from the presence of a foolish man, when thou perceiveth in him not the words of knowledge. God bless you tonight. God's word is right. I love you. This is Pastor Williams. God bless you. The Bible has the answer. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.